Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Good morning to our YouTube viewers. Good morning to our Church Online viewers. Good morning to our Facebook viewers. And good morning to, or good day to, Impact Radio. And good morning to the globe. Amen. And today is going to be a good day because the church is getting back and I'm excited to be with you. And guys, are you expecting to receive something from the Lord this morning? Are you expecting to receive something from the Word? And it's so good to see you. So good to be with you again. And let's go into the Word. I want to speak to you about the mark of Jesus. I'm going to go to Acts chapter number 19, verse number 13. And that you can just join me there. Acts chapter number 19 and verse number 13. And as the guys are just, there's just one of the monitors here in front, guys, that I'm not being able to see here to my left. And won't you go to Mark, Acts chapter number 19, verse number 13. And again, I want to speak to you about the mark of Christ. I'm going to take that a little bit. When we speak about the mark of Christ, the Bible says the following. And the Bible obviously says there's three different types of marks. You get the seal of the Holy Spirit. You get the seal of the Holy Spirit. You get the mark of Christ. And then you get the mark of the beast. But this morning, I want to take the mark of Christ. I want to take it a little bit out of context. And I want to speak to you about something I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with me about tremendously over the last couple of time. And that is to redeem time and to get time back. I don't know about you, but I feel like in a certain way, in a certain measure, we have lost a little bit of time. But I believe that the Lord wants to restore back time in this day. Amen? Come on. And so wherever you are, if you're watching me on live stream now, I want you to just say amen. Amen, prophet. I want to receive time back. I believe that God is going to restore time back because I want to show you something out of the Word this morning that you'll be able to see what the Bible actually says about this. So in Acts 19, verses 13, I'm going to go there. It says this. Now, there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were with evil spirits. And they would say, I bind you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims. Please note that I bind you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims. And the seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. Eventually, one of the evil spirits answered them, saying, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Who are you? And this morning, as you are here, as I empower you, beautiful you, please don't sit on your mouth, talk back to your pastor, say something back. Amen. Look, it's good news, so let's cheer up. Amen. The good news is, let's cheer up. Amen. So whatever you do, don't sit on your mouth this morning. And let's talk back. And so I want you to see here something. These seven sons of Sceva, the seven sons of Sceva basically means that they were the seven sons of the high priest. In modern day times, we can say they were pastor children, pastor kids. So seven pastor kids that are trying to have spiritual authority, but they don't have spiritual authority, though they locate the right name. They locate the name of Jesus. They even locate the right name that Paul is preaching. He says, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And when you look at this, I want you to write down this word wherever you are listening to me. I want you, and for you guys that are with me now, I want you to write down this word in the name is the Greek word onoma. And it means this, the character, the seal, and the substance of who Jesus is. Let me say it again. The character, the seal, and the substance of who Jesus is. Amen? And so for us to have spiritual authority, we have to have character, we have to have the seal, and we have to have the substance of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Oh, come on, can I have a louder amen in the building for that? We have to have the character. So the devil is saying back, he says, Jesus, I know, epigenesco, we've always known about Him. Paul, I know, he's recently shown, he's been sealed by the Holy Spirit. He carries the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, Philippians 2, and he has substance. And I want to talk to you this morning about the third part, substance. How to have substance. Oh, come on, are you with me? I'm enjoying myself, and if you're online, won't you share with us right now, just share the good news. But I want you to note something here. I made a comment here. I said just that we are not the cause of Jesus' death. We as the Gentiles, we are not the cause of Jesus' death. We are the result of Jesus' death and resurrection. Oh, come on, are you with me? Jesus, the Bible says, he came to his own, but his own did not want to receive him. So he came to whosoever. We are the whosoever. But here's the thing, even in this unusual time that we are living in, it does not take away from who we are in Christ. Oh, remember, the Bible says, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Character, seal, and substance. Oh, there's three things in the spirit realm. Character, seal, and substance. And right now, as we are going through COVID-19, and it is a season, I want to tell you that. It is a season. The season will come, it will go. It's called a pestilence. It will come, and it will go. But one thing that will stand eternally so is there's only one name. Oh. And I refuse, I don't know about you, but I will not bow down to COVID-19. I will not worship COVID-19. I will worship the living God, Jesus the Christ. Oh, come on. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, let's say that again. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, save me. Cheer up. The good news is, cheer up. Oh, okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. I want to show you this, verse number 1. Hebrews 11, verse number 1. It's where the scripture says this. Now faith is confidence. Listen to that. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commanded for. By faith, we understand that the worlds was formed at God's commands, so that what is seen was not made out of what was invisible. Now let me show you something here. I want you to see this. Now, faith is confidence. Say with me, confidence. No. Say, cheer up. Oh, come on. Say, confidence. Okay, the word confidence, I want you to write this down, is the Greek word hypostasis. The word hypostasis. And remember, we are again speaking about substance. Are you with me? We are speaking about substance. And so the word confidence is the Greek word hypostasis, and it means this, to stand by something, no matter high or low, but to stand by something. The Greek word confidence, okay? Now let's go a little bit on. I want to just show you something here. Second word I want you to see. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the worlds was formed at God's commands, so that what is seen was made out of that what is invisible. So again, the word confidence is a Greek word hypostasis. And remember, let me remind you what we are talking about. We are talking about the mark of Christ, and I'm talking it in a different context this morning. The Bible says this, that when it comes to having authority in the spirit, the spiritual world looks to, do we have the seal? Do we have the character? And do we have substance? Substance is something that you can only get by perseverance. Oh, come on. Because that is why the Bible says in Romans chapter number 5, verse number 3, by your perseverance comes faith, and by faith comes hope. And that hope never disappoints. Substance. Okay, now I want you to see something. I want you to see that you can change. I want you to see that you can change time. The world says the word worlds there. I want you to underline the word worlds. By faith we understand that the worlds was formed and is God's command. Now listen to this. The word worlds there is the Greek word aionos. And it speaks about a specific period of time. It speaks about a specific period of time. Now you can ask, what does this have to do with anything this morning? It has to do with this. The Bible says if you stand with a confidence in who God is, and you gain substance in who He is, the ancient changed the time that they were living in, and they switched the time around into their favor. And God says they changed a bad report into a good report. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you, right now the world is filled with a bad report. But you, by standing, hypostasis, by your faith, can exhort so much faith into God that God can change His mind over the season and you can be given back time. Oh, come on, are you with me? Come on, say with me, God can give me back time. Oh, no. Say with me, God can give me back time. So let me say it again. The Bible says this, that the spiritual world, and by the way, what we are facing right now, it's a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. Because our war is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and wickedness of high places. We know this. But then the Bible says this again, that the seven sons of the pastor kids want to try, seven sons of Sceva, tries to cast out the demon. The demon answers and says this, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? In other words, you use the right name. You even want to act like them. But there's something missing in you. You have not the character of Jesus, which speaks to Philippians chapter number 2. But what we are talking about this morning, you have no substance. We don't see substance. And we don't see confidence. And because you are locating the correct name, but you are, that name does not know you. And because we see that that name doesn't know you, and He does not respond to you, we will not respond to you. Oh. So if I take that a little bit deeper, it means this. Listen to this. It means that you can exhort faith in this hour and in this time, like the great patriarchs of old, like the fathers of old. That God can say, I can take the world, Ionos, and I can change my mind. Oh, I can change my mind and I can change a bad report into a good report. You see, what we have to decide right now, saints, listen to me. We have to decide by what do we want to be marked by. Do we want to be marked by and indoctrinated by the spirit of fear? Or are we going to say, no, we are still of the people of faith. We are still have the substance. We still have the character. We still have the power where every name and everything must bow under the name of Jesus Christ in heaven above, on earth below. The gospel has not changed because the circumstances has changed. We still have the power. Oh, come on. We still have the power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. We still have the power over viruses and pestilences and earthquakes and all these things. You have the authority. Oh, come on. So, let me go a little bit deeper here. The Bible now says, Joel chapter number 2, verse number 28. I'm excited to be here for you guys this morning. And by the way, we love you and thank you for your love. But Joel 2:28, I want to show you something here. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, I'll quote it for you, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. But there's something that we miss. Listen, and it shall come to pass afterward. Have you ever noticed that word afterward? It shall come to word afterward. After what? Afterward. God says, I will give you dreams and vision afterward. So after what? So if He gives us dreams and visions, after what will He give us our dreams and visions? Because He says, I will pour out my spirit. And most of us would have connected that and said, no, He'll pour out His spirit after the beginning of the church. We would locate it, or we will link it directly to Acts chapter number 2, verse number 17 to 18. We would have been right, but there's something more than this. The Bible actually says that God will pour out His spirit and give us dreams and visions afterward. After what? Question. After what? Are you with me? And so here is after what? let's go a little bit earlier in the scripture. Joel 24. Now listen to this. Are you ready to get back time? And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. Now you must get ready to shout. Verse number 25. And I will restore to you the years. What is years? It's time. I will restore to you the years. And let's change that word in brackets. I will restore to you time that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm have eaten, and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I've sent to you. And you shall have plenty. Oh, praise the Lord. You shall have plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Listen to me. And that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, I want you to see why is what is busy happening in the world right now. Satan is trying to get time. Why is he trying to steal time? Because if he can steal time, he can take hope. Oh, I hope I can get more amens on that. Satan is right now. We are seeing a pestilence. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 24, in the last days, perilous times will come. The word perilous, that's 2 Timothy 3. Perilous times means dangerous times. Nobody can escape it. But then it says pestilences will come. And what we are facing right now in the world is a pestilence. It's called COVID-19. It's a pestilence. It's a pestilence. But this pestilence is buying time for itself. And the more time it's buying, the more people are getting brainwashed. And they're accepting something as normal. Oh, come on, talk back to me. But it's absolutely not normal. It is predicted by the word, but it's not normal. It's abnormal. Oh, can I have more amens than that? It's abnormal. It's abnormal and I understand everything, and I know I understand the biological reasons and all of these things. But what we are seeing an abnormal condition. But what is Satan after? Satan wants time. Because the more he takes time, he defers hope. The Bible says hope deferred makes the soul sick. And you can only prosper as your. So what is this game about? It's about making your soul sick. What is God about? Giving you back time. But you can only get back time if you stand by substance. Are you with me? Because you shouldn't survive, you should thrive. It's a different mentality. Come on, we should be a thriving people. So again, I say the seven sons of Sceva says this: Paul we know, Jesus we know, but we don't know you. You don't have the seal, you don't have the mark, you have got nothing. And remember, I'm not speaking about Revelations now, the book of where that speaks about the mark of Christ in terms of the tribulation saints that will receive the mark to be saved during that time, because we will not be in the tribulation. The church will not experience the tribulation. We will be out a year before the 7 year happens. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, about the two witnesses. I tell you, we're living in unprecedented times, but it's time to rise up, not to be silent. It's time to speak out, not to be spoken to. It's time to say, with my God, I can storm an army. It's time to say, with my God, I can jump over a wall. It's my time to say, oh, come on, are you with me? And so it is so important that we hear this. So please see that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, they eat time. Why time? Because the devil wants to steal your time. Why? Because hope deferred makes the soul sick. But longing fulfilled is the tree of life. Now listen, as I was preparing something, and I want you, if you're online right now, I want you just to share this. This is important for me. Let's just share this part, because I'm going to give you something now that's going to be crucial. When I was studying this, the Lord spoke to me and He said this. It says you can seal in a man, but you cannot seal in the Word. You can seal in a man, but you cannot seal in the Word. He said, Lord, speak to me. It said they tried to put Lazarus into the tomb, but they couldn't put my word into the tomb. They can put a body into a tomb, speaking about the church. They can try to close church up, but you cannot close up the word. It's impossible. It's outside that power. Oh, are you with me? And when I realized that, I realized John 11:35 that says that, where Jesus says, Jesus weeps. He weeps over the, if you ever want to know a scripture to be memorized, it's that scripture, Jesus wept. And so, why does he weep? And so we see this message in John 11. In John 11, you see the message where the guys come and they said, Lord, the one you love is sick. And Jesus says, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Can I pull that through to our time? COVID-19 is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Why? What have I made you quote when we started? We are the same. He's the same. Yesterday and forevermore. Will we face a pestilence? Absolutely. Will we face times where the enemy will try one or two things? Absolutely. We can never say it's not going to happen. But I want you to see something. I want you to take note of something. That even though they can seal something up, Jesus can break that seal. And that's why I want to give you a prophetic word this morning. I want you to buy back time. I want you as you listen to me this morning. I have a time thing here that's like an hourglass. And what I felt the Lord say to me is this. The Lord said to me, Satan has had 100 days. Today is day number 101 from the last time I've stood in front of people with you. Satan has sand running out on his time. And I felt the Lord say to me prophetically, he said, flip the time. Flip the time. Flip the equation back on the devil. And say to the devil, no longer will you carry my time. No longer will you possess my dreams. No longer will you possess my money, my children, my heritage, my future, anything. It doesn't belong to you, it's mine. Come on, we have to be a people that buy back time. Because if we become comfortable, he's going to become more ruling. And he's called the prince in the power of the age. He has an age period. Oh, come on, church. He's got an age period. He's got time allotted to him. I want you to understand that he's got time allotted to him. But the ultimate man and the ultimate one that sits outside of time, his name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Jehovah Nissi. His name is Jehovah Rapha. His name is Jehovah Adonai Elohim. He's the one that is outside time, that created time for man. Everything in the universe, oh, I feel the anointing. Everything in the universe has been made inside of time. And the only time that's running out is the devil's time. It's not our time. It's not our time. Because they can kill you today, he'll raise you tomorrow. For the Christian eternity is within you. Oh, the Bible says that's why the disciples were confused. They said, Lord, when will you restore the kingdom? And he says, no, the kingdom is within you. So Empowered Church, I want you to listen to me this morning. You have to say, I have substance. You have to have substance. You have to have substance. And you have to make up your mind to prosper. Oh, dearly beloved, I pray. John says this, dearly beloved, I pray that you may prosper, even as your soul prospers. I want you to note something, and we might make one or two people, angry at that, but I really don't care anymore, is that Jesus says it is hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples asked this question. They said, then who can enter? Why were they asking that question? Can I tell you why? Because they were rich. So they're asking, oh, Jesus, nah, what you say? So who can enter the kingdom? And Jesus says, it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to come through the eye of a needle. And the disciples say, then who can enter? They would have not asked that question if they were broke. Oh, let me give you a prosperous word this morning. May you be in recovery mode from this day forward. May I prophesy over you. May you say, I take back my time that has been taken. I take back my time. 100 days has been already taken. Because the longer we get accommodated, the longer we stand, the longer we say, this is okay. It's not okay. There's nothing about this that is okay. Are you with me? But I want you to see you can flip time. Oh, get that this morning in Power Church. You can say, no, I don't want to flip time. No, you have to. You have to. Because as long as there's times, there's seasons. And as long as there's season, there's seed potential. And as long as there's seed potential, there's growth potential. And as long as there's growth potential, there is purpose potential. So why does Satan want to control time? Because he's after the seasons. Oh, that's why God said to the devil, let me say it like this, that is why Satan came to God. He said, I want the times and the seasons, and God said no. Why? Satan cannot control times and he cannot control seasons. Because if he did, he would have been Lord over times and seasons. But Jesus says, as long as the earth remains, what remains? Harvest time, or harvest and seed time. Oh, do you know, as you sit here this morning, you are a seed. Your smile is a seed. Your money is a seed. Your life is a seed. Everything is a seed. Oh, come on. Everything is a seed. And as long as you have seed time, you have harvest time. Oh, let me be prophetic this morning. The only thing that Satan is after right now is taking time. Why does he want time? He wants the world to be sick. The church should not fear when the world sneezes. We should be a confident people. We should be a people that say, I have confidence. Confidence in what? Confidence in what? This should be our confidence. This should be our confidence. That there was a man that walked the earth 2020 years ago. He was about, when he came into ministry, he was about 30 years of age. This man lived with a complete different agenda. He lived with a kingdom agenda. He looked, when they asked him a question, where do you sleep and where is your bed and where is your house? He said, the Son of Man has got no place to lay his head. When they asked him the question, who is your father? He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. They walked a man the planet that he was so in tune with the kingdom of God that his prayer life was more powerful than his crisis life. He went from prayer time to prayer time. He handled crisis in between. That man chose 12 ordinary people and he made them dream or extraordinary dreams. He convinced 12 ordinary people that they can do anything. 12 ordinary business rich people became extraordinary people. He took a guy that was afraid called Simon and he made him Peter the Rock. Oh, come on. He took a Thomas and that was a doubting Thomas. And Thomas, if you study the word, he went the furthest. He took 12 people that nobody would have chosen, but he chose. Why? He wanted to give them something more powerful than what they were busy with. He wanted to give them the kingdom. And 12 men changed the world. 12 men. 12 men, we're more than 12 here this morning. You have the potential to change the world. That is exactly what the scripture is saying. But as long as we accept things, we will not be able to change things. But you can change things if you don't accept things. Whatever you accept, you submit to. We are not created to submit, we are created to rule. I said it before and I'll say it again. The Bible says, Acts 19:13, it says, now there were some itinerant. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know, but who are you? And I want to say it again, I'm not a Christian, I'm a son. There's a difference. Because if you take Christ out, you're just left of Ian. Okay, that takes you a moment, eh? Christian, if you take Christ out of the picture, you're just left of Ian. He's not going to do a lot for you. But if I'm a son, you can take me into any season. I don't forget who I am. You can't take away my surname. If I'm a son, I'm born by blood. I'm royal by nature. Oh, come on. I'm royal by nature. I have been born from an incorruptible seed of Christ living and dwelling inside of me. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. In all things, I'm a conqueror. Oh, come on, empower. I'm a conqueror in every single thing, in everything. That's what I want you to get this morning. I want you to grab hold of that. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1 says this, as for us, save me, as for us. As for us, we have. Well, listen to this. As for us, the TPT translation, we have all of these great witnesses who encircles us like clouds. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin which so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion, with determination. For the path has been already marked out before us. There's other men that ran in front of us. David ran in front of us. Abraham ran in front of us. Moses ran in front of us. John ran in front of us. Paul ran in front of us. Jesus ran in front of us. Your loved ones ran in front of you if they were with the Lord right now. And this cloud of witnesses are cheering you on. And they are saying, do not give in. Do not surrender. Stand. Substance by the one that is called Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, Emmanuel, God with us, Everlasting Father, oh, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the one that the cherubims are in crossing about, the one that carries all the might and the dignity on heaven above and earth below and under the earth, the one that everyone will know when he is coming. He's going to blow his trumpet so loud that he will blow out grandpa and grandma out of that grave. He is the one that the demons tremble at. He is the one that Satan will submit to. He is the one that the world will try to rule, but by the breath of his nostrils they will fall. He is our Jesus, our champion. They are the ones that are cheering us on and say, finish the race, don't give up. Come on, save me, cheer up. You see, when you say you have the onoma, when you say I have the name, that means you have located Jesus. But there's three things in His name. His seal, the Holy Spirit. His character, Philippians 2. And His substance. The demon world or the spiritual world is looking for all three. In actual fact, let me go a little bit further. Can I go further? My time is running here, but can I go just a tad bit further? The Bible actually says that they say, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? In the original Greek rendering, that is the Greek word dokeme, and it means this, where are your documents? You say you belong to the one, Jesus, but we see no transcripts in the spiritual realm that says that you have documentation that backs up who you are. Now let's flip that on the devil. If the demon world says you don't have any documents to tell us who you are, then I do have a document to tell Satan who I am. It's called the living word of God. It's called active. And all that I must do in this day, I must take this Bible, I must make it, put it inside of me, and I must make the word work. Oh, come on, you can save me. The word works. Oh, no, 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 empower. Save me with confidence. The word works. Now, if you can, Samuel understood the word works. Moses understood the word works. David understood the word works. Hannah understood the word works. God wanted a prophet. Hannah wanted a son. She told God, let's make a deal. Oh, the word works. And I don't know about you, but I just want to say this. I believe that not just in this room, but as you are watching me across all the different platforms, is this. There is still dreams that is unlived. There's tomorrows that has not yet been seen. Come on, this whole thing is stealing your time. Stealing your time. Stealing your time. And you must say today, with me, I'm going to take back substance. Let me say that again one more time, that you get what I'm saying. Jesus says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. By this the ancients were commended for. In other words, God says, if you can stand with confidence, hypostasis, if you can stand with confidence in what He said to you before, my question to you is this morning is simply this, or today is simply this: what has Jesus said to you? What has He said to you? Can I tell you how I'm praying? I'm not praying to survive COVID-19. I'm praying, give me the nation. I'm praying, give me cities. That's why Jesus never prayed of His disciples, because their prayers were too small. I want to challenge you this morning, stop praying small prayers. Stop praying just to let your business survive. Ask God to give you other businesses. Oh, stop just asking God to protect you. He's already protected you. Stop asking God for provision. He's already given you provision. Oh, come on. We have to change our minds about this stuff. And that's why I say it. I say it again. Put COVID-19 in my hand and it'll die. Why? The anointing destroys the yoke. There will be no, you have to know, the book of Job says this. The book of Job says this. Satan could not draw near to Job's house because there was a hedge of protection round about Job. What does that mean? There's a protection barrier that Satan himself cannot enter unless God says yes. What's the worst that can happen? You can only see Jesus quicker. It's the worst. I'm teasing, but really. But the elders obtained a good report. Why? They stood. They said this. They had a conference. What was the conference? The same conference of in the three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We will not bow our knee. And even if our God doesn't come through for us, even then, we'll not bow our knee. And so they were thrown into the fire. And suddenly, the one that put them into the fire, he now testifies and he says this: did we not put into the fire Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? But who is the fourth one? He is like one of the son of the gods. In other words, we put three in, but four is there. Listen, let the same fire that wants to destroy you, I prophesy to you this morning, let the same fire that is trying to destroy you be an accelerating power and source to your promotion. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out of the fire. And then the same Nebuchadnezzar says this: everybody now worship God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I know what's going to happen in the world. We know. The Bible says what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. But the point is still, do you have the substance? And this morning we need to turn back time. We need to say to the devil this morning, we want back our time. We want back our time. We want back our time. Because hope deferred makes the soul sick. But for us this morning, I want you to, there we are, won't you stand with me? And you guys that are listening across the different platforms, I want you to raise your hands where you are, and I want you to comment and just raise your hands unto God. And I want us to say this morning, we're going to take back substance. We're going to take back substance, because all of this is about stealing substance from you. And it's time for us to take back the word. Amen. It's time for us to take back the word. And so, Father, this morning I pray, Lord, as I see so many people commenting now, Lord, I see all these hands going up. Father, I pray right now in this very moment. Yes, Lord, Holy Spirit. I'm just waiting. There we are. Won't you just pray in tongues? Sotro bosh terebe andrebe trebe andro. Zabra trobosh terebe atrebe shterem. Father, I thank you this morning. I pray across this auditorium this morning. I pray for every live viewer watching us right now. Father, that in this day, we claim back our time. We claim back the time that the enemy has stolen from us. And Father, in this day, with confidence we say, Satan, we bind up all your evil works round about us. We bind up that you've tried to take, and we say we will be filled with the substance, seal, and mark of Jesus. In this day, we will be filled with the ability to redeem. Father, I pray, redeem time in this day. Redeem time for every single one of us. redeem time. Time has been lost. But I pray in this morning, Father, that you will restore back time in Jesus' name. Restore back the time that was lost. Restore back the potential that the enemy wanted to take. Restore it back in this day in Jesus' name. And Father, as I look across this platform this morning, Lord, we call back time in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that the word works for us right now in this moment in Jesus' name. Maybe you stand, I know it's going to be a little bit difficult, but I want you to say, save me, Lord Jesus. I take back time. And I stand with the substance. I stand with the seal. I stand with the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I call back time into my hands. Father, accelerate time over my life. For I will succeed in all the plans and all the purposes that God has for me. As for me and my house, I will prosper all the days of my life, and they shall say about me, this one has been of the Lord. In Jesus' name, this is my testimony, God's prosperity. This is my testimony, God's prosperity over every area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some glory. Father, I want to pray furthermore, just there we are. Father, I want to pray furthermore in this morning, and this day, that this day will be marked as a day where we retake back time. We retake time. Lord, Holy Spirit, as you move through this auditorium, as you move through the online platform, take back time. I pray that fear will drop off. That fear will drop off. And that we will be filled with faith. Let faith arise and let God's enemies be scattered. For in this day, I prophesy to every single one of you that God is flipping the clock back. And He is pouring His sand of life back into your life. He's restoring peace. He's restoring joy. He's restoring hope. And if the enemy has taken from you one score, may it be redeemed back in this day, sevenfold, with interest, in Jesus' name. For you will finish according to the plans and the purposes God has for you. You'll finish your race well, and you'll finish the task. For Satan will not have the upper hand, God will. This I say in the name of the one I know personally, the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you believe that, say with me, amen and amen and amen and amen. Come on, Empower, won't you give Him some glory? Won't you give Him some praise?
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's Word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.